This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at ArenaClub.com.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn here, and joining me, one of my favorite people to talk football with, an NFL writer for CBSSports.com, Jeff Kerr is on the show. Hello again, Jeff.
Vince, what's up, man? It's week 17. Finally, we are at the conclusion of the regular season. I can't believe it.
Well, yeah, and mercifully for the Philadelphia Eagles, which we are both unfortunately fans of, this season is going to be coming to a close. Now, the big news, and we'll get this out of the way up front, get our Eagles mess out of the front. Doug Peterson's keeping his job. Do you think Doug Peterson should still be the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Absolutely. If I had to pick between Doug Peterson, Howie Roseman, and Carson Wentz, this would be the hierarchy. It'd be Doug Peterson number one, Carson Wentz number two, Howie Roseman number three. I just don't trust what Howie Roseman has provided the Eagles head coach. And look, Doug hasn't had a good year. Let's be realistic here. He's had a lot of questionable decisions, a lot of questionable roster moves, and the Eagles offense just hasn't been as good as we thought. But Doug Peterson kind of saved his job when Jalen Hurts came in as quarterback. Wouldn't you agree, Vince?
Yeah, no, Jalen Hurts came in and it was like, oh, wow, this is a guy that can actually, you know, complete a ball on third down. He's hitting screen passes. It was basic things, but they felt exceptional.
Exactly, and I just felt like a guy that, look, and the Eagles the last 3 weeks and Jalen Hurts' three starts, they're second in the NFL in yards per game. That's a pretty big difference, and they're top five in rushing yards per game. So if Jalen Hurts was the quarterback the whole year, or if, say, when Wentz should have been benched, probably week 10 against the Cleveland Browns, maybe the Eagles are in the playoffs right now and we're not talking about this. Maybe the Eagles are, I don't know, seven and one at this point. You know, they're playing for a division title, or they already clinched the division title at this point. So I'm thinking to myself, hey, you know what? Maybe this team just isn't as bad as we're making it out to be. Maybe it's just Carson Wentz was just that bad. And I don't know. Doug Peterson says he wants to fix Carson Wentz. That's his number one goal this offseason. I mean, you're tying your head coaching career in the NFL right now to Carson Wentz. I don't know if that's healthy.
Yeah, I don't think that's healthy for anybody. It's time for him to go. I mean, just for me, being a diehard on all that stuff, I love Wentz. It's been fun. Like, he seems like a good guy. But it's time, man. He's just better off somewhere else.
And, yeah, here's the thing, though, Vince. Who takes him? Who takes that contract? Like, everybody pins into the Indianapolis Colts. Why would they want him right now? They have Phillip Rivers, who they can re-sign. And I'll be honest, Jacoby Brissett isn't that bad of a quarterback here. Is he Phillip Rivers? No. Is he Carson Wentz? No. But the Colts are good enough where Jacoby Brissett can lead them to 10 wins in the season if they choose to go that route. I mean, maybe the Denver Broncos, I don't know, but would they want to take on something like that? I don't think so. I think they have better options as well in free agency. So it's going to be tough to see which team wants Carson Wentz. Honestly, the best situation for the Philadelphia Eagles in Week 17 is the Colts win today, and all the other teams ahead of them win, and then that front office says, you know what, maybe we would have won 11 or 12 games with Carson Wentz. Let's give the Eagles the moon, and we'll trade them that first-round pick for Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I would love to believe this scenario. I'm going to root for it to happen. I don't know if it's likely, but I'm going to root for it. Now, we're talking with Jeff Kerr from CBS Sports. He's an NFL writer there. And let's just go through the rest of the NFC East, right? Because you've got three other teams that actually have a shot at making the playoffs here, because one of them has to win the division. So, one, do you think any of these teams are actually capable of winning a playoff game?
I think Washington can win a playoff game because their front seven is that good. I mean, they legit have 6-7 guys that can rush the passer. But here's the problem. They're going to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I'm going to say no, just because I think a team like Washington can disrupt Tom Brady if they would play them. But Tampa Bay's offensive line is so different when Ali Marpet plays. Between when he plays and when he doesn't, and Ali Marpet's healthy now, Tampa Bay has a really good front seven as well. I don't think their defense is as good as it was at the beginning of the season, but I don't think they're as bad as they were the past couple weeks. But this team is finally starting to turn around right now, and I hate to say it, our old friend Tom Brady, 10 touchdowns, no interceptions the past three games, playing really well, and all of a sudden things are starting to click in Tampa, and maybe that's because they're finally in mid-season form. And Bruce Arians and Tom Brady, they said this time in and time out, it's going to take them a couple months to click. They're starting to click now. I would love to see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go up against a Green Bay Packers team, a New Orleans Saints team, or a Seattle Seahawks team right now, because I truly feel they can make some noise in the NFC.
Well, yeah, it's going to be fun, and that's the thing. To have a team of that caliber be the 5 seed, you go, okay, like, this is a really good playoff field from the NFC side, and also for the AFC side. I mean, the fact that the Colts might not make the playoffs and they could go 11-5, that's crazy. Like, that's a really good lineup on that side.
Isn't that why we expand the playoffs? So this doesn't happen, and in year one, it's going to happen. It's insane, Vince. Like, I thought for sure when they expand the playoffs to 14 teams, and I still think this, we're going to see an 8-8, 9-17 make the playoffs at some point. It just isn't going to be this year, at least in the AFC side. But it's just so top-heavy in the AFC. There's so many good teams. Who would have thought the Miami Dolphins would potentially be playing for the number 5 seed today, yet alone making the playoff? What a year Brian Flores has had there. A Baltimore, again, that's the team I really want to see get in. I want to see them take care of business and get into the playoffs, because I think they can be as dangerous as anybody. They can beat the Kansas City Chiefs or the Buffalo Bills if they would play them. They're going to be so dangerous, whether they're a 5 seed, 6 seed, whatever. But even so, you know, the Cleveland Browns, if they somehow make it, and again, they have to beat Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's playing Mason Rudolph, so Cleveland should win this
they
game.
They better win that game, yeah.
If they don't win this game, I think they should relocate. I just think they should get rid of the Cleveland Browns franchise entirely, because this is the fact. The 1 year they make the playoffs, they were 9-7.
We're talking with Jeff Kerr, an NFL writer with CBSSports.com. So, since you mentioned the Bills here, because the Steelers, okay, yeah, they sit Ben Roethlisberger. They're not bothering with the 2 seed. They don't really care. For the Bills, they've sort of left it up in the air. If you're Sean McDermott, are you playing for the 2 seed or not?
You know, if there wasn't, I should say this, if there was a first-round bye, yes. I don't think I would. And look, I know the whole division rivalry thing. You want to keep the Dolphins out, but still, the Dolphins could lose Sunday and still get in. That's the position they put themselves in by beating New England, by beating the Raiders. If I'm Buffalo, I think Sean McDermott's going to pull the Andy Reid route. They're going to give their good faith effort in the first half and play their first teamers. And then I think it's, okay, whatever. Josh Allen, you're out. You know, we'll give these guys the rest they need. I just don't think Sean McDermott's going to tip his hand right now. Buffalo clinched the division. They can't get the number one seed in the conference. If you want to avoid the Baltimore Ravens, sure. But, again, you can get the 2 seed and play them. You can get the 3 seed and play. That's the thing right now. You just don't know who you're going to play. So I think you're smarter just resting guys, and hopefully you don't have to play that Saturday. You can play Sunday in the wild card round.
Okay, so then let me ask you this, because based on your logic, which I totally get, it makes a lot of sense, is it just a particular this year problem? Because it's the first time we have 7 seeds in the playoffs and only the 1 seed's getting the bye. So is it like particularly for this year, it's not worth it as much to be the 2 seed? Because I've looked at it, and my thought has been if I was McDermott, I'd go for it because I want the chance at a home game. I want to guarantee a home game as much as possible for the AFC Championship. So does it matter or not? You know, like, is it undervalued? I'm trying to figure out how much a 2 seed this new landscape is actually worth.
Well, that's what it is, Vince. It's fear of the unknown. It's not like they're going to get by in the divisional round here. They're still going to have to play on wild card weekend. And Buffalo had their bye. It was week 11. So that's enough ample time, I think. I mean, look, if I'm Sean McDermott, I want to keep my offense on the field and everything clicking. But at the same time, it's you can still do that in the first half, and you can still make Miami's life miserable. I mean, you don't have to play Josh Allen the whole game, per se. You could play him a half. You could play him three quarters, and, you know, depending on how the game's going, because obviously Sean McDermott's a competitor. He wants to win. But you're right. At the same time, it's the lowest you can go right now. And I think technically they actually can somehow end up as the four seed, but so much has to happen there. And I don't know if they want to do that either. So I think what's going to happen is I think they're just going to play it out the first half and see what happens. I think they prepared to play a full 60 minutes with this first team. But there's a possibility they might play the Miami Dolphins the next week as well. Depending on how everything lays out. And do you really want to give your game plan? As we remember the Andy Reid special from years. Remember when he played like the Bucs in week 17 and then he played the Bucs the next week in the wild card playoffs and Andy like just didn't tip his hand. And this was like 20 years ago. He just did not tip his hand on anything. Yeah, AJ Feely, you're the quarterback. Brian Mitchell, yeah, we'll bring you in a couple of there. And then they just trash Tampa Bay the next week with their first game.
Well, yeah, there's so much gamesmanship involved in all this. So the whole thing is just incredibly fascinating. I'm glad we could get some time to actually walk through this because you are the one, the only, Jeff Kerr, NFL writer with CBSSports.com. Jeff, thanks so much, man. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me on, Vince. I cannot wait till the playoffs, man. We only got, what, 6 more days? It's literally playoff week as we speak.
Well, yeah, and so I got to get you back on before the Super Bowl. That is my personal promise to you. I would love to have you back on before then.
Hey, my Super Bowl picks are still live, Kansas City and Seattle.
You know, I forget who my Super Bowl picks were. I have no idea. This makes me a bad host, I think. I should have some hot take in my pocket of like, yeah, I thought the, I don't know, I was definitely out on the Buccaneers, I'll tell you that. I was like, yeah, 7-9, like I was totally playing the spike card when it comes to the Bucs. Chiefs, it would probably be the Chiefs, and then, I don't know, I'll make it. I'll say Seattle just so we're on the same page, and it's a nice uniformity between two Philly boys. So, there you have
absolutely
it.
Absolutely, Vince.
All right, well, Jeff, yeah, it's been great having you on, man. You take it easy. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Vince.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.